Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker. Oh my gosh,
you don't want to miss this. Good God, you want to talk about a jamoke. The Astros got more headline porn than I've ever seen in my entire life. I've actually been having a back and forth with the original writer of the story.
Oh, I love when you do this.
Who is moonwalking like Michael Jackson. I'm not going to be the punk bitch and screenshot it and put it on my Twitter, but I will read it on the air because I do care about the loopholes, because this is pathetic. If you're an Astros fan, I can promise you, you don't want to miss this at 12:15. This is one of the most shameless, pathetic, pitiful displays I've ever seen. And I have the proof of just how pathetic and shameful it was.
Well, we're going to talk about an interesting deadline right now. But just as a quick background, what Landry's talking about is the headline porn that suckered me in as I was walking out of the studio yesterday afternoon. It happened right at 2 p.m., saying that the Texans filed, keyword, a complaint to Major League, the Astros filed a complaint to Major League Baseball about the bad treatment they were getting, and I just shook my head, said, man, this is awful. They look so bad.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to tattletale to the last person. I'm going to send the screenshot to the last person, and honestly, I think this guy goes a little too far sometimes, but you know what? I'm going to add fuel to the fire because it's deserved. I'm going to send it to Ben DeBow and let him whine his ass off about it. Absolutely shameful.
And it ended up not being true.
Absolutely shameful.
But we'll get to that in about 14 minutes.
Shame, 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 shame. You don't want to miss this. Good God. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Again, I'm not a post a screenshot guy, but my gosh, I damn sure will read it on the air when it's actually happened. By the way, the story's been taken down, too.
Well, that's all you need to know right there.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. 2 weeks has passed. We remember the last time, and really the only time, that Rusty Harden and Tony Busby were in the same courtroom. They were given 2 weeks to figure out the names of the last four accusers. Today was 2 weeks. Now, I don't know the process here. I just know Judge Collier said she was giving them 2 weeks. We haven't heard a dang thing since then. We've had pure silence for the 2 weeks up to it. And I think if this weekend comes and the 2 weeks has expired and we don't hear anything from Rusty Harden or Tony Busby, I think it's going to clarify what Rich Eisen said at the start of this week, which confirmed what we were told last week. There's a lot of he said, she said. Bottom line is, if we don't hear anything this weekend, I think this is the direction we're heading.
All signs indicate that a settlement might be approaching. I hear a lot at the draft. The chatter, chitter, chatter you hear, it's insane. And all you hear, again, I don't know if it's going to happen. It may never happen. A settlement is potentially nigh between Deshaun Watson and whomever. And then we'll see. That could be placed in the hands of the commissioner. We'll see what happens. if Deshaun gets suspended for whatever his behavior has been found to be. Now, obviously, if it's criminal, that's a whole different ball of wax.
Now, the question becomes, you know, 2 weeks ago was a very public and very well-watched court event, court procedure. Does it have to be public now? Have they shared that information with each other, but they don't have to necessarily go in front of a judge, or the judge doesn't have to, you know, hit the gavel and say, okay, we're all good, they did this or they didn't do this or whatever. It could have been very private. So that's one part of it. But the more important part of it is 2 weeks today, and not a single word has been spoken, as you just heard from Rich Eisen. It means something.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy. I can't believe this Astros headline. I cannot wait to present this. You're going to be fascinated by this. This is just, I'm not an Astros apologist. If the Astros would have filed a complaint to MLB because they were getting booed or someone was wearing an Oscar the Grouch costume, then I would have been the first one to hammer these guys. They deserve all the criticism they get for the cheating. I'm not going to defend the cheating. I'm not taking on the role of being the Tony Busby of the Houston Astros, because they got every effing thing they deserve. Jeff Luhnow deserved to be fired. AJ Hinch deserved to be fired. They deserve to be ridiculed. They deserve to have their names tarnished for everything they did. But this is just a representation of a serious problem going on right now. And then the big scale of things, it's just baseball. Headline porn when it comes to baseball. Well, when you do stuff like this on other type of stuff, this is just it's a bad
I got to tell you, when I walked out, I don't even think the door had closed behind me when I saw it. I looked at my phone and I saw this headline. My first reaction, I think I might have even said it out loud, was weak. Then I read the story. Then there was follow-ups that they did not file anything to them. They did not do anything of the kind. And this was just it was a game of telephone that
awful.
Was badly misinterpreted.
Awful. 12:15. I talked to the original. And the original headline was Astros to file complaint to MLB about the way fans are acting. That was the original story that was put out there.
Right.
And I was just disgusted with the Astros. But the story has since been deleted. So there we go. Landry Locker, yeah. John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Well, I talked to the guy who put the original story out.
We're all waiting.
And my gosh. Michael Jackson's spirit lives on.
Thriller
has nothing on this, because I've never seen a moonwalk so impressive than the one that this guy's throwing out there. Good gosh. Just absolutely ridiculous. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. What's going to happen with this thing that was supposed to come out with Deshaun Watson? Jim Trotter was on with Rich Eisen, and he got very cryptic. What is going to happen here? And could this be something that we actually enjoy 10 years from now on some sort of ESPN 30 for 30? Here was Jim Trotter getting cryptic with Rich Eisen about the Deshaun Watson situation.
Once this thing is all done, you will hear from Deshaun Watson throughout this entire process. Let's just say it's being chronicled, okay? And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. That's a little bit cryptic. I mean, like, there's a crew that's shooting this right now? Is that what you're saying, behind the scenes? It's being chronicled?
You will hear from Deshaun Watson when this is all over. I better not go there. Or Rich.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me stop there. Yes, you are right. You are right.
But by saying that, everybody knows, okay, so they're doing some sort of documentary or something, some sort of video, his history of it all. I wouldn't stop rolling, man. I'd keep rolling. It's going to be very, very interesting. You don't have to release it right away.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Is it like one of those things where like Kanye West just sold his documentary for like $30 million to Netflix, and you had the Biggie documentary?
It's Jordan.
That was awesome. You had the Jordan 30 for 30. Is that what we're going to get?
It's after the fact. 10, maybe longer years.
Now, it sounds like they was planning to release it soon.
Yeah, but I don't think
that was pre-scandal.
Yeah, that was pre-scandal.
Yeah, that was the way he said it. Yeah.
That kind of changes. But
yeah, because he said you will hear from him. You might hear from him, but not on this.
Does it depend on how he balls?
I think it just depends on time. He needs time to pay.
What if Deshaun stinks?
I mean, I still think it depends on time. Maybe even more so.
He can still make money from it, though.
Yeah, but not necessarily right now. He's going to make money. Wherever he's playing, he's going to make money. So
what if he's awful? They're still going to put this out?
Yeah. Because it would be even better.
Well,
in terms of cinema?
But the other problem is, how does Deshaun Watson change moving forward? Like, regardless of what does happen, if Deshaun Watson plays again, I think there was a time period, and again, it would be chicken bleep if I was saying this after the fact, but we were having these arguments mm-hmm. leading up to it. I think there was a time period where from when Deshaun Watson signed that contract to early January, there was some clout chasing. There was some Hollywood. There was some mm-hmm. thirst for attention that I think was there. And I think a lot of it was motivated by the people around Deshaun Watson. My question is are they still going to want that? Are you kind of going to want to lay low if you're Deshaun Watson? Do you really want to be front and center? I mean, Nike doesn't want you front and center. Beats by Dre doesn't want you front and center. A lot of companies don't want you front and center. Is this still going to be an approach where you want this type of documentary out now? Like, this his whole approach to how he presents himself and how he presents his brand. Does that change?
Yeah, I think initially it's a process, right? It's a step-by-step thing. Initially, it's contrition, and then he's going to have the press conference where he does have to address this. He can't just say, I want to leave it in the behind me. He does have to address it. He will. He will change his behavior for, I guess, months, maybe years in terms of publicly, but I don't think he can help himself on the field. I think Deshaun Watson loves that legendary, that stature, that swag that he has, getting all suited up and being him on the field. So it's going to be kind of two things, but publicly I don't think he's going to say much at all for at least a year or so.
A year? He's not going to wait longer than that.
He's not, at least a year or so. He's not going to be talking about being legendary and all these other things and being Hollywood and tweeting videos of his new Bentley and the Ferrari that he's getting with his guys and all that other stuff. That stuff's going to be put on the shelf.
For how long? Just a year?
I said at least a year. Yeah. Because then he just can't help himself.
And he might come out of this thing Muslim like Mike Tyson did out of jail. Might see him right, like coming out
stick?
Like Mike Tyson. I don't know if that stuck in there or not.
I don't know if it did.
Praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
So Deshaun Watson is going to be saying.
Is he?
Yeah, he's still Muslim.
Mm-hmm. His podcast is badass, by the way. Mike Tyson's podcast is just ridiculous. All they do is smoke. All they do is smoke and talk, Mike Tyson.
Talk about somebody whose entire, he's a perfect example.
I don't think I would.
He's a perfect example. I mean, and in totally different circumstances, but in terms of, image.
I would say it's a little bit different.
I'm talking about in terms of reclaiming his image. I mean, that guy.
Deshaun Watson is Mike Tyson.
No. Yeah, but, you sound like, I'm thinking you sound like Landry.
But it's different. But it's different because Mike says he was innocent of what he went to jail for, but Mike admits all his flaws of the past and all the things.
That's what I'm saying.
Did.
He showed, it's a process. He showed contrition. He laid low for a while. He couldn't help himself. He's still that bold personality, but it's become endearing. I mean, he forget what he was accused of and did and what Deshaun is accused of and perhaps did. I'm talking about just in terms of, reparation of your image.
But the images were different. Like, Mike Tyson was always a badass. It was just like, this dude's badass. You don't know what this guy's going to mm-hmm. do. He's reckless, man. He's got Tupac coming up to his fights. He's wearing the all black. He's got Don King. He's got the money. He'll beat anyone up. Like, Mike Tyson, we knew that. Like, Deshaun Watson was like,
yeah, but it's still that swag.
This is such a great dude right here. This is Deshaun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different
image. But
he had
that kind of swag, too, that it was everybody
respected. Mike Tyson still got swag.
Well, and Deshaun is going to work on it.
Of all the, athletes, Mike Tyson probably is, I think there would be an aura around Mike Tyson if I saw him. And I don't think I would turn down a left-handed cigarette with too many athletes.
You're that guy?
I don't know if
I want to smoke weed with him.
I don't think I would want to smoke with Mike Tyson. I think it would just freak me out. First of all, I bet he's got some of the most potent weed you could have.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I just feel like it would kind of freak me out to where I'd be a little bit terrified.
And then they'd play that
him.
Phil Collins song and you'd be like Galifianakis in The Hangover. Get punched out.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The most shameful display of headline porn that I have ever seen in an admittance of guilt. I spoke with the man who put it out there. I'm going to expose him next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, there was a report this morning that I just thought was really weird. My initial reaction when I read it was, boy, the Astros are just some absolute chumps. Charmin Ultrasoft is what I
said weak.
That's what I initially thought.
Me too.
The headline on the blog post initially said, reports the Astros plan to file complaints about fans taunting them to the MLB.
Right.
AM 570 LA Sports had the initial story. Matthew DeMeke, who cares if I get his name right? D-E-M-E-K-E. At M-A-T-T-D-E-M-E-K-E on Twitter.
Who?
Had the initial blog post. And in his blog post, it was about three paragraphs. Mm-hmm. It has since been deleted. He said that Sports Illustrated writer Stephanie Epstein was reporting that the Astros were going to file reports to MLB about fans taunting them.
Okay, who's reporting it?
Stephanie Epstein, but let's be very clear. She didn't report that.
Exactly, and I'm about to present that. So his headline said that the Astros plan to file reports to MLB about getting booed. And I immediately said, dude, this is Daryl Morey. This is disgraceful. This is a bad look for the city. So I decided to try to track down this report because Stephanie Epstein is a senior writer at Sports Illustrated. It's not like she's some jamoke blogging from her basement or something. Right. So I went to her author page at sportsillustrated.com and I just read what she had said. And she had a write-up about fans. Mm-hmm. In the stands.
The dude in the whatever the...
At the game. The Oscar Monster. The Grouch costume.
Or Oscar the Grouch.
And she told the story. And this is the quote reports that original guy, Matthew DeMeke, had put out there. Mm-hmm. This is what he went off of that led to the headline, Astros plan to file a report to MLB. This is it.
Keyword file. As if they're typing it out on a Corona typewriter.
Like officially filing
it. Right.
This is what he took and the headline he felt was necessary to put out there that obviously went viral. And quite honestly, as soon as some people in today's society read the headline, that's all they need.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
This is what this is where he got this quote report from Stephanie Epstein, which by the way, he has since deleted. Quote, she's talking about the fan who arrived to Yankee mm-hmm. Stadium with an Oscar the Grouch costume. When he arrived wearing the costume and carrying a sign reading, quote, "You ain't stealing this costume, Trastros," he drew laughs and cameras. Unfortunately, he also drew attention from security. Quote, this is according to him, "Our policy changed," he said the guard told him. Tob, who was the man who was wearing the Oscar the Grouch costume, said the guard added that the Astros had complained to MLB about fans in other cities and MLB had told the Yankees to tighten their rules.
Right. This is what the security guard allegedly told him, who he allegedly told the reporter.
Yes. Now, Stephanie Epstein, in her story, put officials from the Astros in the commissioner's office said they were unaware of any such complaints or directives. So, of course, a fan wearing an Oscar the Grouch costume to a game could have, like...
It's third-hand information.
A skewed view of what a security guard said. And just because they said tighten up their policies, that doesn't mean that they were tightening up their policies because the Astros complained. Maybe they just didn't want things to get out of hand. This is the place where they've thrown batteries at people before in New York. So maybe there's that. Not much to go off of there, but that did not stop at Matt DeMeke, D-E-M-E-K-E, from putting this blog post with the headline, Astros plan to file reports to MLB. I tweeted this morning and I just said, this is a hard report to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what Ms. Epstein said, there's either not enough information in this report presented for me to go off of, or this is the biggest case of headline porn I've seen in my entire career.
Good. That's accurate.
That's all I was saying. So maybe they had information, they just didn't do a good job presenting it, or maybe it was headline porn. I got the answer to that question at 9:57 a.m. because Matthew DeMeke followed me on Twitter.
Atta, baby.
And Matthew DeMeke slid into my DMs.
Oh, wow.
And Matthew DeMeke, who works at AM 570 LA Sports, he doesn't have a huge following. He's not a reporter or anything like that. And he will admit as much in this back and forth we had. But this is what he had to say, John.
This is awesome.
This is what Matthew said first. He reached out to me, 9:57 a.m. Hey, Landry, this story was written 2 days ago when all the reports were that the Astros reportedly filed a complaint to the MLB. Parentheses, and I updated the article, said no officials heard about it yesterday. I was confused because you didn't update it. You just put it in parentheses.
Yeah.
And you still said that the Astros were planning to file a report. That's the headline.
Mm-hmm.
I said, which reports? Do you have a link? Her story was just from a fan's point of view from a security guard. I'm not an Astros apologist. They deserve all the smoke, but not much info or link here. Typically, there are links to reports and posts. So what I'm saying is,
yeah,
if I'm writing a story for SportsRadio610.com and I say, Adam Schefter reported that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, I'm going to put a link to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to put a tweet with a link to the story. So there is that. That was not here.
Right.
And Stephanie Epstein, based on what I saw, did not have any information there. So he said this. This was his reply. The problem is the link I linked was deleted. It was at the top of the story. I took down the story now because... parentheses, and then I wrote the story 2 days ago. The MLB officials were saying they were unaware, wasn't in the story at the time. I said, I haven't seen any reports, and even Carton and Roberts said it was bull bleep.
Mm-hmm.
I know you likely aren't a reporter or anything, but this type of stuff in headline can be much more toxic in the big scheme of things.
Good for you.
It can be. Right, yeah. Now, we're just talking about baseball, but when you just throw out headlines like this.
That they're filing a report. Acting like little whiny bees. That's big.
He replied, yeah, I don't report or break news. I report on other reports. I just took it down. So he sent me a screenshot of a few stories. Astros complained to MLB about taunting as Yankee fans are curbed from heckling. This is on NJ.com. Astros complain to MLB about taunts, yada, yada, yada. YanksGoYard.com. That's a freaking fan site. That's like me saying Battle Red Blog said something like this. No disrespect to Battle Red Blog, but that
no, hold on.
YanksGoYard.com is one of your sources?
No, hold on. I think I know what he was doing there. NJ.com is the New Jersey, I forget what it was, the newspaper. I think those are all links to the same story. He's acting as if it's different stories and different people are reporting on it. You know, because these days on most websites, if Landry Locker on Sports Radio 610 report something and they AP or whomever runs it, that's the one story that goes all over. I bet you it's the same story.
He said, replying, we didn't break the news either. It's been everywhere the last 2 days. I said, yeah, that's a lot different. Those links are a lot different than the Astros filing a report to MLB like the original headline. It has nothing to do with that. I said, that's rough. It's just baseball here, but it happens a lot in society. He said, yeah, I definitely understand that. End of discussion. The point here is, if you're going to put that type of headline out, you got to at least put a link to a report. And if you're going to use someone's name, Stephanie Epstein never reported that the Astros were filing a report to MLB.
No.
She talked to a fan that was wearing that was wearing an Oscar the Grouch costume and said that a security guard told him something.
Yeah.
That is far different from the Astros filing a report to MLB.
Exactly.
It's cool to do a blog post. It's got a lot of hits. But there's a reason this story has been taken down now. Because it was absolute headline porn garbage.
It was crap.
If the Astros did that, we would be hammering them more than anybody. We probably have spent 4 hours hammering them.
That's what I'm saying.
But this is reckless. This is silly. This is foolish. And this is why you have to actually read stuff these days if you're in our position before you actually throw this kind of crap out there.
I feel bad for Stephanie Epstein because all she did was her job.
And she interviewed a report. It was a fun story about the wild scene. With the Astros Yankees. She even went far enough to ask the Astros and ask MLB.
Right.
And both of them said they were unaware of it. That should have been the end of the story. Mm-hmm. As soon as you see that, first of all, that's not a report. That's kind of a feature almost.
Yeah.
Second of all, as soon as you see that, that should be enough right there for you to say, all right, we're not running with this. Carton and Roberts also on WFAN were on the air, and they talked about it, and they said they heard it was BS too.
Yeah.
But he ran with it out there in Los Angeles. He admitted it was wrong. But the bottom line is, you can admit it's wrong, but the damage is done. Because now people on the internet have read that, and people on the internet already have their mind made up. Because much like he did when he posted this, people don't give a damn about reading. Mm-hmm. It's headline porn gone wrong. It's just baseball. But media types, you got to be a lot more careful when you do this. He's not really a media type, but anyone can go viral. So AM 570 LA Sports, got to be better. Matthew Demecki, whatever. You got to figure yourself out, because this was pathetic.
It was bad. Joke. And could have been a heck of a lot worse if more people didn't catch on right away like we did. Because, you know, let's say people were just running and he went, you know, he kind of doubled down on it.
I would have come on here and hammered the Astros if I was reckless.
Hammered.
I would have been making fun of the Astros more than anything, but that's not what happened. It's some guy in an Oscar the Grouch costume said that a security guard told him something. That's it. It was in a feature story. Stephanie Epstein did not report that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Headline porn gone wrong. 713-572-4610. Think Tank coming up next. Start your statement with "I think that." And the loop continues in a minute.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, 713-572-4610. Astros win yesterday. Astros win the series against the Yankees.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Take one of three, win the series.
That was more valuable. Sometimes, man. John, if I give you three different shirts.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you just a shirt from Target and a shirt from Walmart, and you have two shirts, and then I got the Gucci shirt, mm-hmm. you might have two shirts, but I got the Gucci. So you'd rather have the Gucci shirt than the Target and Walmart shirt. What the Astros did yesterday,
how do you know that?
And the way in which they won, the Astros basically got the Gucci shirt. They hit two bombs off Gerrit Cole, Yordan Alvarez. Jose Altuve shook off his confidence, shook off his lack of confidence on his birthday.
It's a nice win, man. It's a great win.
That was a Gucci shirt.
Okay.
The first game of the series was a Target shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Second game, they got it at Ross. That was a Gucci shirt. Astros won that series.
How many shirts would I have and how many shirts would you have?
You would have two.
And how many would you have?
One.
Okay. I win.
But you would rather have mine.
Not if I don't have anything to wear tomorrow. Got to use that other shirt.
Wear it. You can wear it multiple times. 713-572-4610.
Jeans 9 days in a row.
Little think tank here on In the Loop. 9 days in a row? I think that might be an exaggeration.
I think it was six.
You wore the same jeans six days in a row?
6 days in a row. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Some people say jeans get more dirty when you wash them than.
No, anybody who's filthy and wears jeans more than 2 days in a row, I'll give you 2 days. I mean, that's cool. You know, you got to break them in. They, you know, have a little rugged filter. I mean, not filter. You have a little really rugged look on them. I get that. But everyone has a crotch. I mean, everybody, you can't wear jeans 6 days in a row.
713-572-4610. Astros win the series over the Yankees, taking one of three. George Springer in town tonight. Deshaun Watson, the 2-week deadline in the legal battle for transparency, taking away the anonymity today. If we don't hear anything, could be creeping closer to a settlement. You hear the music, think tank, start your statement with "I think that." Don't ask us how we're doing because we're lovely. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah. Hey, Lopez. I think it's ironic that a stiff quarterback like Kellen Mond will be playing in the freezing temperatures of Minnesota.
Oh, Ocho. He loves him some Kyler Murray, that's for sure. He's taking shots at Kellen Mond.
Kellen Mond, probably starting quarterback for the Vikings next year. Kirk Cousins, unless you think the Vikings are going to pay Kirk Cousins $45 million in 2022.
Hell no!
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that the Astros should sign Albert Pujols and let him play home games only at Minute
Maid
Park.
You're not alone.
Home games only.
I saw that on Twitter. I think it's more than a few people are starting to say something.
For who? You least swinging a nice bat this year.
Yeah, okay.
Who's he going to go in for? Yordan? You want to take Yordan out of the
lineup? It's Albert Pujols at Minute Maid Park.
He's pretty good here.
Yeah. It's Albert Pujols at Minute Maid Park. We're all familiar with his work.
I wonder if he's going to get signed or if he's actually done.
He's got the most doubles ever by one over Craig Biggio for a right-handed hitter. And he's, what, 6 RBI short of Babe Ruth?
Yes. Man. You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
I think Yankee fans can suck it.
Okay. Come on, man. What is this, DX? You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that the Houston media need a STFU about the Astros cheating scandal because you don't hear Boston media saying anything about deflated balls. Astros winning it this year. Let's go.
I think they still talk about that.
STFU about the Astros cheating scandal?
I mean, they did.
And we don't talk about, can we not generalize?
How much do we talk about it unless it's a something like this where they're going to New York?
When it happened.
Yeah. And now, like, we get it. You know, you said, you know, they deserve the heat. They do. We don't talk about it every day.
I hate generalizing media into one. Mm-hmm. I hate generalizing fans into one. The rest of the media damn sure doesn't want me representing them, and I don't want them representing me.
Yeah.
It's an individual game, just mm-hmm. like social media. Don't use the word we. It's a bad word.
Right. People say.
People say. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think next offseason the Texans are going to be sitting pretty. When they go to trade Deshaun, because you're going to have division foes, the Broncos and the Raiders competing against each other for Deshaun's services. And the loser of those two faces the real proposition of facing Patrick Mahomes twice a year and Deshaun twice a year. So the Texans are going to have them competing against each other, just like the Yankees and Red Sox would be for a starting pitcher. The Texans could come out of this next offseason looking pretty.
That didn't sound pretty to me.
I think I follow his logic. I mean, saying they're just going to be beating up each other.
They're just going to get assets. Dang.
Yeah, right.
So he's saying it's going to be like
because
SEC
one team's
going to
be basically out immediately or two.
All right. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think when the Texans have the first pick in next year's draft, the city of Houston should have a party. And I also think that me and McClain need to crank back the clock to 1990s and sing some Biggie songs.
All right.
Go ahead, pick it back up.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
Man, I think Astro fans need to chill as a Rangers fan. Enjoy your cheating scandal and your ring because we suck.
All right. That's honesty right there. That's a Rangers fan.
And they cheated a lot.
Yeah, they did.
Rangers are like the face of steroids.
Yeah.
Canseco. Paul Rodriguez, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Gonzalez, allegedly. Rafael Palmeiro, allegedly. Is that alleged?
No, wasn't he in Congress?
Yeah, but he said he didn't do it.
But he was on the Mitchell Report.
Do you have to agree to tell the truth in court? I was watching The People vs. Larry Flint last night,
mm-hmm.
and he refused to say that he was going to tell the whole truth. So... do you have to?
Well, I guess you don't have to, but if you do...
what's the consequence?
I'm sure some lawyers will help us out on that, but I'm sure contempt is one of them. Definitely.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that the worst of all problems haven't even surfaced. I think that the Texans might actually win 5 or 6 games and not actually get the first picks next year.
Yeah, that's out there, man. I guess it's out there.
It's fine with me. I don't care. You win 5 or 6 games, cool.
Well, because you're going to have a lot of picks from Deshaun.
It's fine. I'm not worried about the tanking.
He can move the picks.
I really don't like any of these quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, you don't know yet. You don't like them now.
I like Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Ooh-wee Thibodeau. From Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
I was thinking quarterback.
I don't like any of these quarterbacks. I saw Sports Radio 610. They had the post on Spencer Rattler from OU.
It could be him. It could be someone out of nowhere like that Malik Willis from Liberty. That everybody's talking about.
It's not going to be Rattler.
It could be the kid out of North Carolina, Howell. You don't know. It's going to happen. There's going
to
be one.
I listened back to McShay, what he said about Watson, because I was really kind of
mm-hmm.
it's kind of taken aback with like the Watson comparison, because I saw that on sportsradio610.com. I went and looked. I get what I think he was just talking about the build of the two and how they're so raw in their first year focusing on the main receiver. He wasn't saying that Deshaun Watson and Spencer Rattler play alike. Because when I heard that, I was like, who the hell could watch Spencer Rattler and Deshaun Watson and say that they play alike? Because Spencer Rattler, really, he's more of a pro-style guy. I know he was a dual threat coming out, but he's more of a pro-style guy. He's not trying to run at all. And quite frankly, I don't think he's really that capable of it, but he can fling it.
Yeah.
But he's like 6'1". McShay even said he was tall and thin. It's like he's 6'1". The problem is ESPN asks McShay to put out this way too early projection, and McShay's even saying it's way too early. But the comparison between Rattler and Watson,
I know you're watching the same film I watched. Come on now.
McShay was just saying they were both raw.
Yeah.
And that they both had kind of the same build. Because Watson's an inch taller and I think like 5 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
But he's 6'2", Rattler's 6'1". But they don't play alike at all. It's not even close. Like, there's nothing. You don't have to be a guru to see that. They don't. And I don't think he was saying that.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the rest of MLB forgot about the Yankees seal letter that MLB won't open.
Still out there.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
I think it took 15 years to get Watson. I think if we don't get him back, it'll take another 15 years to find a good quarterback.
You could be right.
I'm not going to say no.
Could very well be right. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, well, I think it's ironic that Sean questions McNair's integrity.
When did he do that? I want to hear this. This is funny. Sean Pendergast or Deshaun?
No, Deshaun.
Oh, Deshaun. I thought you were talking about Sean. Okay. Yeah.
Did he question his integrity?
Indirectly, I think that his crew has kind of put some stuff out there about it, like indirectly, I guess. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the Aggies are going to be raw this year.
Raw good or raw bad? Well, that's what I thought.
Beat Saban.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Remember that.
Go.
I think Yankee fans are chill because they go home to a $2,000 apartment. It's only 100 feet.
Yeah, dude, living in New York does stink.
That is so true. It's the worst.
How much
man.
Does Seinfeld's apartment cost in real life?
I saw a story once where that apartment actually couldn't exist in the area where the show said it was, because there was no way you could have an apartment like that. No building would have an apartment like
that.
They said
it would have cost $3,400 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the same with the show Friends?
Bro, their setup is unrealistic.
Yeah.
They basically got a damn game room
New York.
In the apartments. Yeah. The
That's
Friends,
a big-ass apartment.
The Friends setup is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't
balcony,
care if you got roommates or not.
Big windows.
Just walk across the hall right there.
Yeah.
All right. The Friends apartment in real life. So the Seinfeld's $3,500. It says it would be $4,200. My ass.
Man, yeah, no way. Nah. No way.
713-572-4610. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
Joe. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
Dude.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Chris Myers guy here. I really fear that Texans are just going to cut Deshaun Watson. And this is why. If they cut him and they have a reason to, then they don't have to pay him anything on the books for the next couple of years, a signing bonus. That's what I really fear of.
There's no way they would do that because they want compensation for it.
I thought that was a possibility for a while.
Compensation's more important.
But not now.
No way. No chance.
Yeah.
No how. That would be one of the most foolish things they've ever done, because people will give you something for Deshaun Watson. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, go Astros, but what's up with C.J. McCullers not playing and getting all that money?
Lance McCullers? C.J. McCullers?
Who is C.J. McCullers? Biggie?
I thought he said C.J. McCollum.
Oh.
That's kind of random.
What the hell is he talking about? You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Davis Mills goes 7-3 with a minimum of 15 touchdowns.
Oh, wow. 7-3 for Davis. Man,
that would be the worst possible scenario.
It'd be awesome.
Well, yes, but you're seeing enough.
Mills mania.
Dude.
Mills Mania.
Listen to me. Mills Mania.
It's like Gardner Minshew.
You would see exactly. You Hell would see no. enough not to draft another.
7-3?
That's very much in the neighborhood.
That's a Scherzy right there.
But so
you go 7-3, I'm getting a Scherzy.
What you're saying is the problem. People
it's not
would
a
be
problem.
Like, it's all about Davis Mills,
There's
baby.
There's no problem with him going 7-3. That's
Was there
beautiful.
A problem with Gardner Minshew?
Deshaun Watson went 3-3 his rookie year.
Was there a Davis problem Mills with Drew Locke?
Gardner Minshew didn't go no 7-3, neither did Drew Locke.
What I'm saying is
7-3 is
did 7 just
and three.
Enough to start the next year
yeah,
yep.
but that's
and
not,
not be
7
good.
And 3.
Suckers like you are saying, "Oh, we don't need another quarterback."
7-3?
And then they fall back down to earth.
7-3, I'll say it.
Yeah.
If he right. starts 10 games and wins 7 of them, you're damn right I'm going to say Mills Mania.
Play Bortles.
Yeah. Bortles is a good example.
Davis can save us. 7-3. That is one. I am all in if that happens.
7-3 is the worst case
You're
scenario.
On the think tank. Go.
I think Nico Collins is the next great receiver, and I need another shot of Jaeger.
There you go. Little Jaeger for Jaeger. You. That's old school. That's old school.
That
I used
very
to,
old school.
I used to have Jaeger bombs as like a drink.
Not a lot of
I
good things happen myself. After Jaeger.
That's a damn lie. I've never heard of them. You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
Go. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think A&M is going to beat Bama this year.
At what?
In football.
What?
Not in golf, old son.
That's right.
In what? What sport?
Football, baby.
Water polo.
Are you talking football Americana or football like soccer?
Football.
Football Americana.
Football.
There ain't no way.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever you say, bud. You're on the think tank. Go.
Jealousy does not become you. Go.
Go.
I think that Davis Mills will break David Carr's sack record.
You got the whole spectrum. What was it, 72, something like that?
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I'm going to hit big on the Dogecoin and buy out the Houston Texans.
Okay, there you go. Wonder who he'd hire.
Are you in on that?
No, you're on the think tank. Go.
I think if you think 7-3 is the worst case scenario, you're out of your damn mind.
Thank
no,
you.
No.
Thank you. Let him know. Let him know. Here, I'm going to sit back and watch this because you're 100% correct. Go at Lopez's ass for that ridiculous opinion.
I am 100% correct.
I mean, point is to win games, guys. If you find 7-3.
Oh, don't say guys. You're talking Lopez. I'm on your side, sir.
Dream, my bad, bro. You're right. The point, it's not an accident. Carter Minshew didn't go 7-3. Bortles didn't go 7-3 as rookies. That didn't happen. If you're 7-3 with this roster, that means you can play, and now you can trade Watson next year, and you're going to have 3 or 4 first-round picks in 2 years to build out a roster on a rookie quarterback.
Dude, I appreciate your point, but when you need a stud quarterback and you got a guy playing 10 games, he goes 7-3, that's good. Doesn't get you anywhere, but it's good. But you'll be fooled into believing that he's the guy, and you just won't know that he's the guy in 10 games.
Davis can save us. Mills Mafia, baby.
So you can
Mills
determine.
Mills Mafia, baby.
You can determine in 10 games whether or not he's the guy.
No, I can determine whether he's worth rolling a dice with next year. You go 7-3, you get a tip of the cap.
That's the problem.
Worst case scenario is like 3-3 or 2-2. That's the worst case.
No, being fooled into thinking he's the guy when he's not the guy.
What if he is the
guy? And he might. Yeah, I was going to say, he might be. But to not use that draft pick on one that you know could be that guy is a mistake.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think by week 4, Tim Kelly will lose his play calling.
I could see that.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think if I was Jose Altuve, it would have been hard not to wear my birthday suit yesterday.
Show that naked booty. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Aggie fans need to calm down. They're definitely not beating Alabama in football next year.
Yeah, I mean, look, the odds are against them, but they're dang good.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, Locker, I think next time you talk to a Yankee fan, you need to ask him one question, and that is, what team lost in the playoffs losing 3-0 in the series?
All right, I'll do that. I'm going to write you down. I'm going to say that word for word. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I'm worried that people are going to stop calling us New England of the South and call us Detroit of the South.
Oh, that's just rude. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Alabama beat the points because it's only appropriate that all of Houston have one more reason to hate Bill O'Brien.
Oh, yeah. B-O-B, yeah. Actually, B.O.B. is the O.C.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
Good point.
Good thought. Landry good Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. That's the think tank on a Friday. Coming up around the NFL, the latest on Deshaun and the Texans. Nick Caserio could be signing another one. We'll tell you who next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.